Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. The following program features the famous leader singer of the past, Lotte Lehmann, singing non-German songs. Though she was justly renowned for her interpretations of Beethoven, Schubert, Schumann, Brahms, Wolf, and Richard Strauss, during World War II, when Lehmann lived in the U.S., she stressed French, English, and Russian songs to avoid the anti-German sentiment felt by her American audiences. We'll hear this side of Lehmann's repertoire, beginning with My Native Land, by Alexander Gretchaninov, who had left Russia in 1925 and by 1939 was living in New York, eventually becoming an American citizen. My Native Land will be followed by Amy Worth's Midsummer. Lehmann with Erno Balog, piano, in My Native Land by Alexander Gretchaninov and Amy Worth's Midsummer, both recorded in the mid-1930s. Lehmann's pianist, Balog, who'd studied with the likes of Bartok, wrote a song for Lehmann in the popular vein called Do Not Chide Me that we'll hear, followed by the traditional Drink to me only with thine eyes.
Do not chide me, my beloved, for trembling at your touch. Oh, quivering when I see you, for loving you too much. Do not chide me, my beloved, for the pallor of my cheeks, for each hour I have waited, I have lived through days and weeks. Do not chide me, my beloved, for watching all the night, for the moment that will bring me once again into your sight. Do not chide me, my beloved, for the weakness that you see, I am strength itself, my dearest, wedge your love and soul. Do not chide me, do not chide.
Songs sung in English by Lotte Lehmann with Erner Balog piano. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we're hearing Lehmann singing outside of her native language. Let's hear Canto di Primavera, Song of Spring, by the Italian composer Pietro Cimara, who'd studied with Respighi. Like Krechaninov, whose song we heard earlier, he became an American citizen and even conducted at the Metropolitan Opera from 1950 to 1957. After his Canto di Primavera, we'll hear Geno Sadero's lullaby, Fa la Nana Bambin. Sadero's real name was Eugenia Scarpa. She was born in Italy in 1886 and died there in 1961. Scarpa was a soprano, pianist, and lecturer, besides being the composer of the lullaby. just now, Sodero's Falla Nana Bambin, preceded by Canto di Primavera by Cimara. Lehmann's pianist was once again Mr. Balog. By the way, these RCA Victor recordings from the 1930s were discovered on the original Metal Masters and transferred to CD for the first time in 1989. From the Italian songs, we'll hear Lehmann and Balog in a French melodie, Gounod's Vierge d'Athènes, Maid of Athens, which is from a French translation of Lord Byron's Childe Harold's Pilgrimage that begins, Maid of Athens, ere we part, give, oh, give me back my heart. You can guess the rest of the thoughts of this guy leaving his beautiful girlfriend, who he'll never stop loving.
Belle vierge, mon amour, rends-moi mon cœur, on vite, as-tu prise et sans retour, en partant ma voix te crie, douce vierge, toute ma vie, pour le ciel, je suis à toi, dans tes cheveux d'archange, livrés au vent amoureux, par tes cils dans l'ombre frange, les saphirs de tes beaux yeux, par ton front merveille pure, par ses beaux mémures, par le ciel je suis.
From Gounod's Maid of Athens, we turn to Hans Dienprison. This is written to Verlaine's powerful poem, which reflects his own time in prison. The prisoner talks about the blue sky above the room, the bell outside ringing, the bird sadly sings, and finally, he recognizes how calm and simple everything outside the jail is. In the last strophe, he speaks to himself and asks why he can't stop crying and what has he done with his youth.
Calme.
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, and a chance to hear Lotte Lehmann sing non-German songs. We just enjoyed her 1936 recording of Rinaldo Hahn's D'une Prison, In a Prison, with Erner Balog, the pianist. The next non-German song we'll hear is actually by the Swede Carl Schurberg, whose years were 1861 to 1900. He was trained as a doctor and was a self-taught composer who wrote mostly songs, of which only the following Toner Na is well known. The title is translated as Music, and the poet Geyer wrote, "Thought, only the night can see your struggles. Music, my thoughts want to rest with you. Heart, suffering at daybreak, it would fly to you, music." Recorded in 1937, Lehmann and Balog sound glorious in Carl Schurberg's Toner Na, or Music. In 1939, Lehmann recorded Psyche, or Psyche, by Emile Palladil, who is known for no other song than this one. He was a child prodigy who entered the Paris Conservatoire at the age of 9 and became the youngest composer to win the Prix du Rhum at the age of 16. He wrote operas and religious music as well as over 100 art songs. The sensuous poetry in his Psyche is excellently detailed by Lehmann. The poet says that he's jealous of all nature which can caress his beloved and even touch her lips with the breeze. When she sighs, he fears it's not for him.
Thank you.
Lehmann sang Paladil's Psyche with Paul Ulanovsky, who became her regular pianist in 1939. Earlier I spoke of political pressures that forced Lehmann to alter her repertoire during the Second World War. She didn't stop singing German Lieder, but seasoned her programs with a wide variety of art songs from other lands. That resulted in many French songs that she and her audience came to enjoy even when the war was over. In 1949, Lehmann and Ulanovsky recorded one of Duparc's most beloved and impressive songs, La Vie Antérieure, The Former Life. Listen to this lush song and its sensuous poem that tells of a previous life lived on a mysterious grand island with powerful music of rolling waves. There the poet lived in tranquil luxury with nude, perfumed attendants who fanned his brow with palm leaves and whose sole purpose was to guess the agonizing secret that made him suffer.
Cool.
La Vie Antérieure, The Former Life by Duparc with Lehmann and Ulanowski. At that same 1949 RCA session, this team recorded two melodies of Reynaldo Hahn. Though born in Venezuela, Hahn grew up in Paris, met and socialized with its glamorous poets such as Proust, and absorbed their voluptuous ambience. The first of these two songs is called Infidelité, Infidelity, and the poet remembers all the beautiful spots in nature that the couple shared. The final strophes, beginning with the words, as before, when describing green velvet meadows, the swans in the rushes, and finally, he says, nothing has changed but you. From Hahn's Infidelité, Infidelity, we'll move to the second Hahn song that Lehmann and Ulanowski recorded in that historic 1949 session. This song is called L'Enamoré, The Beloved. They say, my dove, that you're still dead and dreaming beneath the tombstone, but you awaken for the soul that adores you. Through sleepless nights, I caress your long swaying hair and hear your pure voice that touches the waves gently like a lamenting swan. Pour l'ami qui t'a L'Enamouré, the Beloved, by Hahn, was performed by Lotte Lehmann and Paul Ulanowski. In Lehmann's final recital in Santa Barbara in 1951, she sang more Hahn songs with her West Coast pianist, Gwendolyn Koldowski. The first one, A No More Ignore, to our ignored dead. The poet says that there's no need for a tombstone because our heart is their graveyard, holding their memory as a treasure. Finally, there's no need for prayer to open their paradise, for God receives those who served well on earth. Was a live recording made of Lehmann's final recital, which featured Hahn Melodie. We heard A No More Ignore, to our ignored dead. The following Hahn song is called Foloe. Forget, O Foloe, the music and the banquets, the two brief nights, the good wine and the youthful desires. Age is advancing. It grazes you in its tireless flight, and into your hair sown with silver strands, age mixes pale white asphodel with your roses. This must have been a relevant poem for the 63-year-old Lehmann to perform. Thank you. Hans Foloe with Lehmann and Koldovsky. Le Rossignol de Lila, The Nightingale Among the Lilacs, is the next Hans songs that 1951 audience heard. O first nightingale to appear among the lilac beneath my window, there's no song like yours. Faithful to the bonds of love, trill away, divine little bird. Night or morning, your love song strikes my heart and awakens echoes of April days long past. Rossignol de Lila, The Nightingale Among the Lilac, is followed by Lehmann adding to her program Hans' earliest and best melody, If My Words Had Wings. You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, and Lehmann singing not the German Lieder for which she was world famous, but in this case, the French Mélodie by Reynaldo Hahn called Si mes vers avaient des ailes, with Gwendolyn Koldowski piano. By the time Lehmann was cast in the Hollywood movie Big City, she'd left Nazi Germany and Austria and become an American citizen. So it's appropriate to end this program with her very personal version of Irving Berlin's God Bless America. Listen for the verse that begins, When the storm clouds gather far across the sea, And you can hear Lehmann's deep response to those words. And throughout the whole song, you can appreciate the interpretive genius that she brought to everything she sang. Lotte Lehmann, the orchestra, and St. Luke's choristers were conducted by Robert Armbruster in the 1947 recording of Berlin's God Bless America. This has been a special Singing in Other Sins program featuring Lotte Lehmann singing non-German songs. You may leave your suggestions and comments at hawaiipublicradio.org/singing and other sins. I'm your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.